send his condolences, but he planned on being there, but obviously wasn't.
I was supposed to talk to Doug and all those guys if they didn't show up.
Anybody have any reactions to Harry's memorial service, other than what was already said last night? My favorite line was from Johnny. Ole was supposed to die first, so Harry and I could sit around and talk about him.
Ken had a pretty good one, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was...
You're my friend. Yeah.
The only thing we do well is
die.
Die. And have memorial services. Okay, this is the last time we're going to talk about this, but for a while, I hope. Yeah. Just be quiet, Justin.
Billboarding.
Yeah. The scriptures are clear to us. They say, owe no man anything but to love one another. And that owing no man anything includes you. You don't owe yourself anything. Now, Harry had a ton of debt. He owed the IRS $500,000. He had all of the debt concerning his own image of performance. And so anyway, I want to talk about that. So all of us we have parental debt, we have educational debt, we have religious debt, we have self-image debt, we have relationship debt, we have parenting debt, we have societal or cultural debt, we have career debt, we have hobby debt, well, vocational debt. You think you're going to, the idea that you're going to go, this is what I'm going to do, I want to... And we have generational debt.
Very few accounts are seen.
And the names of debt... Are some of the names of debt are vows, promises, plans, dreams, wishes, if-onlys, comparisons, images, visualizations, obligation, responsibility, shoulds, ought-tos, wants, offenses, and of course money. Now Harry obviously, even in the natural, all his debts are canceled at death. But you must see that God wants all your debts canceled while you're yet living. How do you do that? How are the debts canceled? What are you doing, Gary? You're doing it again. Now you're talking it. Now you're moving your lips when you're doing it.
It's done in a twinkling of an eye. In the moment that's on you, you just repent of it and get back to God.
Let's go to Job 22. I can't believe he answered the phone. Telephone debt.
Angela.
Remember the three friends of Job. And one of the great bits of advice came from Eliphaz. Go to verse 22, did I say that? Start in verse 21. This is Eliphaz speaking. Chapter 22, verse 21. This is Eliphaz's advice to Job. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Sounds good. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Sounds bad. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. Sounds good. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Sounds bad. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacle. Sounds good if you know what that means.
Built up sounds good too.
Well, built up if it's the right, if it's edified, but built up being your flesh, it's. Then shall I lay up gold as dust. Really bad. And the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks, Copeland. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver, Duplantis. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee. And thou shalt pay thy vows, actually it says debts, thou shalt pay thy debts, then shalt thou decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Now, this was, and still is, it's used by every single word of faith preacher that has ever lived. Decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. Now let's go and see what God said about all that. So go to Job.
Ow!
Job 42. You should, we're not going to do it today, but you really should study Job. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not, things too wonderful for me which I knew not. Hear, I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself, and repent in dust and ashes. That's kind of big. Now God talks about these other guys. And it was so that after the Lord had spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz, the Temanite, my wrath is kindled against thee and against thy two friends, for you have not spoken of me the thing that is right as my servant Job hath. Therefore take unto you now 7 bullocks and 7 rams and go to my servant Job and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering. And my servant Job shall pray for you, for him will I accept, lest I deal with you after your own folly, and that you have not spoken of me the thing which is right, like my servant Job. Why was what Eliphaz said so wrong? It's right in every man's eyes in the world.
What did Eliphaz say? I missed it.
Thou shalt pay thy debts, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee.
And you get lots of silver.
So. And you get lots of goodies.
It's all about you.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, the key to understanding what that means is thou shalt pay thy debts. Let's remember that verse in Psalms. They will speak well of you when you do well unto yourself. Every person in the universe would like to pay his debts and then be free to decree a thing. Anybody, is this catching anybody?
All those debts you listed at the beginning are all these things that are floating around in our head, and we want that to take place. In other words, to have all that.
There's one and only one way that you can be free with debt, and that's to be crucified with him, to see yourself crucified. See that you're a new creation. In the same way, now Harry has died, and every single debt that he had, which were legion, are now canceled. Now, the lesson of this. What do you, Gary? You're way in.
There's all kinds of stuff going on here.
We'll talk about it.
Well,
I want to make it a dialogue, not a monologue. Interrupt me, I beg of you.
Between when you're living and when you die. When you die, they're canceled. When you're alive, they're there to try and make you think that Eliphaz was right. But if you don't see this next thing you're about to say, you're stuck with Eliphaz thinking, I got to pay my debts and do everything right. And then you're stuck with him. But
no, I want to not go. I don't want this to be philosophy. I want it to be you.
So that's who I'm talking about here.
How can you owe no man anything? Every one of us, after the flesh, owes all these things that I talked about.
I thought of the temple that Abraham went in and destroyed all those idols. Every one of those is a physical idol that
that's right.
It's associated with. And see, the ones you're bowing down to is...
If you have children, your greatest debt is... They're your greatest debt. Hundreds of times in the last 35 years, someone would say to me, well, all this is easy for you because you don't have a family. No, it's no different. How much of your activities on a daily basis are based on payment of debt? And the evidence that is based on payment of debt is that you are a different person with different people. Does that make sense? Again, this is all about Harry. I went with Harry to New Jersey to meet his mother. And his mother and dad came down here, and mother's been here a couple times. His dad came down here before he passed away. And down here it was different. Harry was pretty free. But when we went back and we stayed with his mother, Harry was a totally different person than he was here. Now, I would wager that each one of you are in the same boat, mostly. Then we went to Arizona and visited my mother and my family. And Harry was absolutely incensed about how I treated my mother, because I treated my mother the same way I treat him. And that was just wrong. Everybody knows it's wrong. But my mother and I were the best of friends. I kidded her just like I kid everybody else. I poked fun at her, and we did all the things. But Harry had this image of parental debt. He doesn't have it now. This is really big, if you can hear me. You've got to be integrated so that you're one person in every place that you are. And the evidence that you are in debt is that you are not one person in every place that you are. Is it causing anybody to think, or am I just babbling again here?
Dealing with my mom and dad's estate and all that, you know, we had to write those letters, you know, so about you know, things they owed, and bills would come in, and we'd be like, you know, some of them we would pay, but some of them was like, they're dead, and that's it. You know, that was the end of the thing. And,
same with me.
I
had to.
You know?
I had to do the same thing with my mother.
Yeah.
But my sister wanted to get all her goodies. Somebody had fraudulently signed her name and got rights to all this stuff. And I said, let it go, Sandra. She wanted to file a lawsuit. So did my mother's attorney. Now, it's not meaning I'm doing anything right, but I wasn't. I was the same person there in that environment that I am here. Now, I beg of you, that's what God wants from you, so that you're integrated, you're one person, no matter where you are, no matter what the situation is, so that you will, and that's the cosmic tell in the poker game. If you are a different and respond differently, then what, it means you, I'm still in debt. You're doing it, Gary. Your mind is going like, you're sitting there nodding your head, yes, and your mind is going, oh, shit.
No, it's not all shit. It's the same person is three words, but they mean so much in that you have a broad range of responses, anger, love, excitement, I mean, whatever it is. And the only thing that the same person means to me is whatever you happen to be at the moment, you're not circumcising yourself for idolatry reasons.
Right, you be
and
it.
That's, you be, and that, I know that's what we're saying, but I'm having to slide through my mind is trying to stop me in places. If you're mad, you're mad. If you have a violent response, you have one. I think that's one of the things that we saw last night about Harry. He had a lot of them. He evoked fear in many people. And yet, the love for him was humongous.
Amen.
And it was because of that, because he was who he was. And that's the end of the injunction to everyone. Be what you are, regardless of the response.
Every time that John Baljo clears his throat like that, he just did, it means he wants to say something. Did anything come up that you wanted to say?
Now he's not
going to
say
anything.
So many people said, I didn't know John Baljo could talk. You talked good last night.
Talked good.
You did real good.
It was a great story. I heard it before, but it's still a great story.
All right, we could cover all of these kinds of debt, but let me just read. We don't have to go through all these scriptures, but Let me just read the promise that's here a minute. What did I do with them? Job 23. Job is speaking. For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me. And there's a bunch of other scriptures. 1 Kings 6:12, Psalm 57:2, Psalm 138:8, 1 Thessalonians 3:3. Then the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Isaiah 9:7. For I will hasten my word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And a whole bunch of others. Jeremiah 29:10, Jeremiah 33:14, Ezekiel 12:25. Ezekiel 37:14. Romans 4. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Romans 4:21. Faithful is he that calleth you, who will also do it. 1 Thessalonians 5. And that's just, there are many others. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it, but he will not occupy where you are. That's why your emptiness has to be total. But what happens? Up jumps that evil counselor, you, and you have to do something. Faith, now I want you to see. Everything about Harry, every one of these scriptures is true right now. Is it true about you? That's your inheritance. You can possess it and you can dwell in it 24 hours a day, never leaving it. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. That which he called me to do, he will do it.
Picture here, with relating it to Harry and where he's at this point, being free, is what you said at the beginning with you pick up the cross and see your death in Christ. And Harry is no different than you.
That's right. We're in the same exact place. And this is what Harry finally understood at the end. Because if you well know, he always had something to do. His mind never stopped until the end. For several weeks, even when all of the medical stuff was over, he always asked either John or I, what do we have to do today? And then at the end, he said, he understood, I have nothing to do. Now, you can take this and take it to the flesh, and it becomes an excuse for sloth and indolence. Because you take it to the flesh without dying, without seeing your death. And so, all that sloth is that you've covered over this pearl of great price with plastic. Now, I'm sure your minds have come up with exceptions why this can't work.
My thought at this juncture is that you think you make a mistake by doing one or the other. It's like if you don't get rid of that, I might make a mistake concept and look foolish or do something wrong. You'll never step across the threshold. You'll always.
Let's go to 2 Corinthians 13. How can you make a mistake if you're dead? If you've mortified the flesh? Starting verse 3. Since you seek a proof of Christ speaking in me, which to you word is not weak, but is mighty in you. For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove to your own selves, know you not your own self, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobate. But I trust that you shall know that we are not reprobates. Now I pray to God that you do no evil, not that we should appear reproved, but that you should do that which is honest, though we be as reprobates. For we can do nothing against the truth. But for the truth. What an incredible statement. You cannot make a mistake. You can only deny him. For those that forgot, the definition of reprobate is one who is incapable of repentance. And what the only one and everyone that doesn't know that Jesus Christ is their life is incapable of repentance. All I can do is say, I'm sorry. It's the repentance of the world, which leadeth only to more sorrow. Now, be fully persuaded that Jesus Christ is in you. Well, how can you do that? The only way that that can happen is the things that you're most concerned about, you have to do nothing about. Down to and including eating. Where is the food coming from? You know, I had to live this. The first, when the 3 months after I was a believer, I had no money, no food, no nothing, and I could never ask anybody for anything. That was heavy for me because it made it, it cemented it. That if he doesn't do it, it's not worth doing. This has staggering implications to a daily life. But I promise you, you will not know that Jesus Christ is in you until you do it. It'll just be a religious philosophy instead of a life. It sounds irresponsible. It's not prudent. But this is the witness that Harry gives us today. Jessana? Kevin?
What I've seen in working relationships in the last year is I can tell if I'm doing it out of debt or out of love, and that makes all the difference.
Amen. That's discernment. Anybody else? Everybody understands perfectly.
This is not like, well, that sounds pretty good. I'll give it a try for a day or two, see if it works. You either see this and understand it and go there, or you know, you go to the supermarket. You're still shopping for.
Yeah, this isn't tickling your ears.
Yeah.
As Mr. Rutledge wanted.
I'm disappointed, but you're tickling on doctrines to consider.
That's tickling.
I was seeing how much debt just that I put on other people.
Oh, but what, you only put it on other people because you have it for yourself.
Yeah.
So if you desire to be the, to quit being the dark overlord, and let's see that, that all those little performance and ways of being that you have in your head, they're dead. All those little times that you have to come and talk to me about some harebrained thing I said, just let it go.
Sometimes I'm going to have to come stay.
You say harebrained things?
Not you.
Oh, I do all the time. I mean, I say things that offended Pete. That's the kind of things that I'm... Because he's my roommate. Of course, I never say anything to offend Ronnie.
He deserves to be. It's like the guy that owed all the money and was forgiven. And then immediately went out and demanded payment.
Amen.
He wasn't forgiven. He didn't see himself. He still owed that money and it's fine.
Amen. Thinking these things and live them instead of making them, oh, that sounds good. I could do a preachment about that. No, you kidding. Not unless you live it. Take a big guy.